Looks like baby vomit. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
A bitter cold night. The Giants, with a victory against the Eagles tonight, could reduce the edge to a half a game. I'm not on camera now. We're in Philadelphia at Franklin Field. The score, the New York Football Giants 13, the Philadelphia Eagles 9. The Don and Mike Show.
Clean on the outside, but filthy and diseased on the inside. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Mm.
Spread yourself.
Spread yourself. Yeah.
Right, right. We got the great James Brown on one of these songs. Let's see if we got his music ready. The CBS. The CBS music. There we go. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. JB James Brown. How the HE double toothpicks are you, JB?
Well, first of all, I take issue with that introduction of my good friends Don and Mike. Filthy on the outside and diseased on the inside.
Yes,
now, you know, I know you guys to be wholesome all the way through.
You can tell that we've interviewed you only over the phone for all these years, JB.
Maintaining a good relationship.
Absolutely.
A wonderful marriage. And before we get started, hey, Don, do know that my thoughts and prayers are with your dad as well, too. And I just wanted to get that said, but it's true.
So. You're great. Guy, JB. Thank you so much.
You guys all right?
You don't forget any details. Yeah, we're doing great. I did have something I wanted to mention to you, though, before we talk football and everything else. It's about the JB Awards.
Okay.
Now, these things happen here in Washington, D.C. every single year for JB's charity.
Wonderful. And you guys are front and center this year, right?
Well, wonderful organization.
Now, JB, hold on. I just want to tell you something.
Hey, you know what? I can see it coming. And that's why I love you guys, because you guys are equal opportunity abusers.
I'm tell you.
Hold on. Let me pull my gym shorts up now. Right. Go ahead. Okay.
put your cup on, because
okay.
I'm going to call your bluff. Here's
okay.
the deal.
Okay.
So every year JB's got these things, and he comes on the show. He's like, Don and Mike, love you. My brothers, we talk about race. We talk about football. We talk about God. We talk about life.
Right.
You guys are great. We love JB. He's got these awards. We never get invited. Last year, we mentioned it to him. We say, you got the JB Awards.
We gave him a little hard time about it.
He says, Don and Mike, I want to tell you something. Next year, you're there.
Right.
Rob came in to me, I guess it was last week, and said, hey, I just got something from JB's assistant, Elizabeth.
Yes.
I said, oh, really? He said, it's about the JB Awards next year.
I got here coming to buy a table.
And, yeah. And I said, I swear to God, I said, Ed JB is one grade A guy. Mm-hmm. God, he didn't forget. And Rob said, yeah, you're welcome to come as long as you buy a table for $5,000.
Hey, which is per diem for you guys. Absolutely.
And JB.
I just think it goes for a great cause. Special Olympics, D.C. and the whole. Hey, look here. I don't even get a fee for doing this, you know. That's what you're supposed to do, right?
This is what I was going to tell you. This is for a charity. Mm-hmm. I've been blessed to make a pretty decent living.
Mm-hmm. Bet you have.
I will buy the table, bring my friends, but you cannot shun us. You must parade us among the people that you're ashamed to have that you're ashamed to let know that you know us.
Consider it done. If not, I would expect you guys to stand up with placards and the like and heckle me and call me all kinds of names if I don't give you guys.
Now,
your
you'd be surprised, JB. We actually dress up really nice.
Oh, I know you do.
We really do.
You know what? Honestly, this has been a wonderful, mutually beneficial relationship. I tell you the truth, I have been more places, and I have had folks across all walks of life stop up and ask, when are you going to be on Don and Mike again? Oh, did you hear what Don and Mike said about you? And dude, I mean, you guys are unbelievable.
Indeed we are, JB.
Oh, have I used that yet?
Did yeah.
I use that
well, no, last week during the show, but who's counting?
But we are diseased on the inside.
And,
that is true.
And very seriously, JB, it's the Special Olympics. That's the charity that gets the money for your award show.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Consider it done. Tell Elizabeth, I'm in. I'll buy a table for the cats on the show. $5,000.
Well, thank you. I didn't know you were going to do that until just this very
moment.
No,
I'm serious, because I want to call JB on this.
Well, sure.
You know what? It is done. As a matter of fact, we have a host committee meeting next Wednesday. Don and Mike somehow will be prominently talked about and discussed in that meeting, without a doubt.
And here's exactly what JB will say. All right, listen. There are these two crackers that I'm on their show once in a while. And
make sure you give them the table that has the plastic sheeting underneath
and,
it.
And for God's sakes, first off, make sure that this guy's check doesn't bounce. But on the chance that the check is good.
See if we can get a money order from him.
The only way that comment will be made is if I get saltine-free crackers that come across for me to eat.
Saltine-free.
It will be done with love for you guys.
Well, that's JB. Great. Now I'm very, very excited about that.
I would be happy to do that to help out. You've been a great friend, and it's great. It is great charity you have, and if I have to pay $5,000 so that we can finally be friends, I'll do it, because that's the kind of guy I am.
Hey, I am so humbled that you guys would attend. I really mean that. This will be an absolute pleasure for me, and I've said it before. I told Rob several times, anytime you guys call, I don't care what I'm doing, where I am, I want to be here. And the only reason we didn't do it tomorrow is because I'm going to be on the train heading to – do you know my odysseys to New York the last few weeks, three out of the last four times? And I shouldn't say this, given that Amtrak is looking at me to possibly do some kind of promotional work for them.
Hey, oh, really?
The
money train just keeps rolling for you, doesn't it?
No. That probably means like a couple of upgrades, you know. I have had some odysseys, but it's still better to have gone through those odysseys on the ground, because the people have been just superb at Amtrak. Wonderful.
Well, JB, heading into the holiday season, we got the last 3 weeks of the NFL season happening. Everybody, of course, wants to talk about nothing but the New England Patriots. I had two questions for you about them real quick. First, what is this I'm hearing about maybe the whole thing with taking pictures and movies started with the Jets, that the Jets did it first? Have you heard that?
I have heard that, which is why there's so much intrigue surrounding this game here. You know, look, teams and players and coaches have pushed the envelope for years. Some of this is just now starting to come to light. And even as I've thought through this, make no mistake about it, I do not take it lightly, nor have I dismissed it in terms of what Bill Belichick and company engaged in with the whole Spygate bit. You know, that's not the right signal to be sending, no pun intended, to young people especially. But the Patriots, as an organization, they have been the model by which most people are trying to pattern themselves after. And Bob Kraft, whom I happen to have an awful lot of regard for, look, they get it done. They've got some smart people doing a job up there.
Do you get the sense in the league, as I do, that there's just – they're respected. Yes, they're respected because they're a great organization. But they're not revered. They're not loved. I mean, you've had organizations where it was, hey, you know, it's a good organization. I use Indianapolis as an organization where you look at them and you see the way Tony Dungy runs his program and you say, man, you know, they're a good group of guys. I get between the lines a little bit the sense that there's a little bit of bad blood between the Patriots and the rest of the league. Do you feel that, too,
yes,
when you go around?
You know what? From the last poll that I've seen in terms of the number of people who respect them or want to see them go down, in terms of respect, you know what? You have to respect what they've done as winners. That is clear. In terms of revered, no. And I think a lot of that has to do, again, with the persona of the head coach, who is the front guy.
Right.
He's the one who does most of the quote-unquote talking, which, you know, is very terse, to say the least. But a lot of that has to do with him. But that's okay. The other part of that is human nature. Anytime you have a team that's dominating like this, and in a league where there is design parity,
yeah,
as it is in the NFL, they have been the closest thing to a dominant team of this past decade. You're going to get that anyway. People want to see the big guys shot down.
Well, I've done a 180 on them from the beginning of the year, thinking that they were running up the score on teams. Now I find myself rooting for them. I mean, because when you see the players interviewed,
right,
you know, you realize these are just guys, and now they're breaking down enough to the point where they're saying, hey, it would be nice to go 16-0.
And
oh, sure.
I like that honesty, and as far as the players are concerned, how can you not but like the guys? Individually, they are, or collectively, they're good guys. And you know what? I know some of the hubris that we might see, folks might think, well, you know what, that's reason enough to dislike them. No, these guys have gone out, and they've flat out proven it. This is not a deep and talented league. Let's be clear about that. But they certainly have been awesome in what they've got. Now, they've got vulnerabilities, certainly that linebacking core, not the swiftest in the world, but nobody has been able to capitalize on that. And you mentioned the Indianapolis Colts before. While many people might have them as a third or fourth best team in the league, they quietly have gotten it done,
yes,
without a number of key players, not the least of whom is Marvin Harrison, who's missed 8 weeks. Dwight Freeney's gone by the wayside. Tony Dungy and staff have really done a good job with them, and I would like to see that rematch. I think it would be just awesome.
You're going to see it. Here's a tip for you. We tried to give this tip to Jim Nantz last week, and he didn't take it. If you need to show another side of Bill Belichick, if you go to YouTube and you type in Cooking with Bill Belichick.
Back when he was with the Cleveland Browns.
You get a video segment from when he was the coach of the Browns.
Wow.
And he's wearing a Browns hoodie, and he's standing in front of a big logo, and he makes a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. I
mean, it's great.
If you want to, throw it in there.
He appears to be almost human.
Wow.
He truly does.
And the other thing, JB, got to ask you, what are people saying about this scumbag coach in Atlanta? The way I heard it is that Monday night, Arthur Blank says to him, listen, I'm going to go on TV tonight, and they're going to ask me about you. And this guy looks at Arthur Blank and says, shakes his hand and says, you got a coach. Arthur Blank goes on TV and says, I love this guy. He comes in the next day, quits with no notice.
Mm-hmm.
What is your take on that?
Everything that you just implied and how you characterize it, you know, you can't do that. And I don't know Arthur Blank all that well. We have talked on a couple of occasions, but from everything that I see in him and certainly have heard about him and in a couple of conversations I've had with him and certainly through Coach Gibbs, you know what? The guy really has a good heart. He is pro-fan. He is pro-player. He's pro-coaches. I think he deserves better than that. I mean, he's got an absolute mess on his hands. Tony Kornheiser really asked him a great question in terms of his retail success.
Yes.
You know, but now how does he get people back into the store down there in Georgia with, you know, the whole Michael Vick fiasco and now the coach situation? He's got a real conundrum in front of him. But I like Arthur Blank. Let me go on record. I like him a lot.
You're not hearing any rumblings that there might have been something else at play here with this coach of the Falcons, that there, you know, there was bad blood between the owner and the coach, or there was some player personnel issues that we didn't hear about? Is there anything
under
the surface?
Some guys just can't handle it.
You know, what? I haven't heard any of that, not to say that it did not exist, but hey, you know what? He's stepping up, Bobby Petrino, stepping up to the big time, and he absolutely walked into a flat-out mess. Could not have been a worse situation to walk into, but given that he did do that, could not have had a better owner behind him going to see him through that no matter. And the same can't be said in terms of what's happening with Cam Cameron down there with the Miami Dolphins and how they are winless and what may happen to him. Wayne Huizenga as an owner is the kind of guy who gives you everything to get it done and stays out of your way. That's a tough situation down there for Cam. But no, Bobby Petrino had every bit of support that he could have hoped for in ownership in the person of Arthur Blank.
All right, then the last thing about this, if you are Arthur Blank and you're the coach of this team, you got to have a no BS guy as your next coach. Do you throw all that money at Bill Cowher? Do you go for Marty Schottenheimer? He's got to go with a known commodity, right?
Yeah, it would make sense for him to do that. I think more fundamental than that, he's got to get some players in there, especially somebody who's a home run hitter. What he had, and it's such a shame, Michael Vick, even though he was still maturing as a quarterback, he had not arrived. But in terms of all of the God-given assets he brought to the table, he was the most electrifying player in the National Football League. It was a happening in Atlanta. How sad to see it all come crumbling down like that. Can he find somebody of that ilk? I don't see anybody on the horizon right now, but he's got to get some players down there. Winning will cure a lot of that if they can get it going. Yes, a coach who won't take any nonsense. Now, some of these guys, the players, will test it. You know what? You flat out can't have that.
Well,
Bill Cowher was player-oriented, but he didn't tolerate any mess either.
Well, look at what D'Angelo Hall did this year. He was screaming at Pitino on the field in that game where he had like 30 yards of penalties.
Mm-hmm.
A coach like Cowher would, or like Bill Parcells.
A disciplinarian.
You know, hey, shut up, go sit down.
Exactly.
And thank goodness you had a couple of players who were trying to grab him. You will have some hotheads like that, but the coach has to be respected. And if disrespected on the sidelines like that, it has to be restored in terms of whatever the punitive action is going to be, unquestionably.
All right, and then the last thing that I wanted to ask you about was this game, the last game of the year with the Patriots. Let's say that they win this week and they win next week. The last game of the year is on the NFL Network. Now, I saw Jack Kemp on TV today, and I'm thinking,
it's a Thursday night game?
Yeah. I'm thinking, why is Jack Kemp on TV about this? Here is his point. If the Patriots are about to go 16-0, this is something that as a nation we want to see.
Got it.
The main thing with the NFL is that you can always get it on TV. I know that there's pay-per-view and everything else, but shouldn't the NFL take this game and say, for the public good and for PR, we're going to let other stations broadcast this game? What do you think, JB?
You know what? If Mr. Goodell ever decides to step down, you would be wonderful as the next commissioner. And, you know, I'm sorry, I can't embellish it more. Absolutely correct.
But then, okay, why won't they do that, JB?
Well, you know, obviously the hand is being forced to try to see if they can get up enough public groundswell to force, you know, the cable operators, in fact, you know, to carry them. But that's not going to happen. And why penalize the public? The only people who are hurt right now behind that are the fans. Don't do anything to ruin that relationship. It's going great guns right now. Let's not have this step in the way and ruin it.
And the NFL Network is the NFL's channel, right? I mean, owned by the NFL, so they can put it on another network if they want to.
They absolutely could. And I understand all the financial incentives associated with such and how they're trying to build a product that's going to be that attractive to get it going as another source of revenue for the owners. I understand all of that. But in the near term, don't go, you know, cutting off your nose to spite your face. That would be a bad move, especially if the scenario you just painted is about to unfold. You know what? Fans deserve that.
And you know what? Last thought on this. If we had gone through some sort of tragedy as a nation like 9/11, okay, you know the NFL Network would say, we care about the psyche of the American people. Mm-hmm. We're going to give this to them. Hey, come on. Wake up. Wake up. Give it to us.
It's going to be the big story of the year. It's going to be bigger than the Super Bowl.
JB, will the Patriots go undefeated?
I thought by now that they would be tripped up. As a matter of fact, I just wrote an editorial for the radio network. I thought it would have happened by now. In terms of the regular season, obviously the only competitive contest on the schedule on paper remains the New York Giants. They have the ability because of their defensive front four, but I don't think it's going to happen. I don't think any team's going to knock them off in the regular season. Regular season, I see them going undefeated.
All right, you got it. JB, as always, it's great talking to you. Have a very great Christmas and much love to you.
Hey, I look forward to talking to you guys after the new year. How long is your break now? 6 weeks? You guys are off or
16,
what?
16 weeks.
You know, we got to cut it short because I got to pay $5,000 for your phone.
Well, he does such a nice job of tying it up. But you guys will get your pub.
We'll be doing car washes right up until the date of the event.
Hey, I love you guys.
Love you too. Merry Christmas, JB.
Bye-bye. Same to you guys. Bye-bye.
There he goes. That's JB. Always, always right on it. Always right on it. I love talking to him.
I'll just say what everyone's thinking about James Brown.
What's that?
What a dick.
I know.
Right.
What are you going to do? And hey, thank you for that. That's very nice. We're all excited about that.
Cool.
We get to put on our grown-up clothes and go to a function, right?
Everybody around a monkey suit. Mm-hmm. And I don't mean a tuxedo. I mean, literally, we all should
rent
gorilla suits.
You're popping for the $5,000 for the table. I will provide us all with flowers. Little boutonnieres. Little boutonnieres for all of us.
I prefer a wrist corset.
Because that's the kind of guy I am.
Why don't you just wait on that?
Yes.
Until you have your meeting tomorrow.
I might not be able to pop for the flowers.
Because you may not be able to pop for the flowers.
Exactly.
All right, what?
We could all split a wrist corsage.
Yes, a lovely wrist corsage. Yes, you old queen. That'll be fun. That'll be like kind of, you know, we can't behave like we did at Wayne Newton.
No, different deal.
It'll be a little more reserved.
But I tell you what, it will be interesting because I guarantee we're the only guys.
Who will be looked down upon?
Well, we're the only guys who know JB who had to buy tickets to get in.
It'll be like that tape you played early in the show from a wonderful film that we know as the Blues Brothers. When they go into...
How much for the women?
Yeah. The little girl, I want to buy her. Sell her to me.
Maitre d'.
And we'll be eating shrimp the same way, too. I hope they have shrimp.
We'll say to JB, if we don't get our $5,000 back, we're sitting at this table all night long.
Maybe you and I should wear those pastel-colored tuxedos like Dumb and Dumber. Come walking in fighting with the sticks.
What if we did come in dressed like Jake and Elwood?
Yeah,
with
the sunglasses on.
Narrow ties.
Yeah, that's no butter. Just dry. Dry white toast, ma'am.
Four fried chickens.
Jake. Elwood. My man. Santa Claus time, everybody. Santa Claus. Now,
we're on the mission from God.
We have a contract with Santa Claus.
That's right.
He's supposed to be on the show and spend 15 minutes with us on our last show before our big Christmas show tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
All I can say is that he ain't here.
But he will be live.
This sucks. On a telephone.
Oh. It's the North Pole hotline.
Phoning it in.
Yeah, on a telephone.
It's the North Pole hotline.
All right, we will talk to the fat man.
Hopefully.
Bring it right, or his answering machine.
Well, he's got an assistant that's working with him.
Well, we come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.